Ma.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Muruti Chuma, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. I hope that all is good with you.
Everything is fine. All is good. No problem.
Fantastic. So much, Pastor. Thank you so much. You know, the message has been given to us all to share with the world. And today's conversation on evangelism, we'll focus actually on the messenger and his or her readiness to take the message to the world. And so we want to just check if one can get themselves to be used as they are. And so the first question is, how important, Pastor, is my general lifestyle to the validity of my message? Can I evangelize while living openly or even secretly in a sinful life? Should I say, do as I say, not as I do?
That's an interesting one. Can you evangelize when you are living openly or secretly in sin?
Yeah.
You know, what we have been saying is that Christianity is a lifestyle. So what you are doing is you are sharing with people your lifestyle. So the ideal is that you live what you preach. You live in secret and in public. You simply show everyone and say to everyone that you are a son of God, you are a daughter of God, you are a child of God. So the ideal is that you should not live in sin. When you are also a Christian. I'm not talking about evangelism yet. I'm talking about Christianity as a whole.
Yeah.
When you say you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, you should be living that life that shows that you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior. And the life itself should actually be what evangelizes to someone. Before you even open your mouth to speak, people should have already seen the type of life you are leading, and they should be asking you, why are you different from us? Why are you doing this and why are you doing that differently from us? But I know that there's someone out there who says, I've just accepted Christ and I'm struggling with sin. Does that mean I should not evangelize?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I am struggling with sin. Does that mean I'm not a Christian? And the answer is, the Bible says, times of ignorance, God wins. But when you now know the truth, the expectation is that you live in the truth. So when you are a child of God and you know there is a particular sin you are committing, you need to sort it out. You need to sort yourself out and live in harmony with God. If you are doing something that you don't know, that you didn't know it was sin, the Bible says the Lord will wink at that. So there's a possibility that you will see someone who is doing something that you know it is sin. But God is not necessarily judging them based on that sin, because to them, it is time of ignorance.
To them, it is indeed time of ignorance. So they, if they're ignorant, they can still work while God is working on them, as it were.
Yes, the God works on us on a daily basis. Today, I should get better than yesterday.
True.
Tomorrow, I should be better than today. As God is working on me, as God is working on us, we keep on testifying of the goodness of God, what He has been doing for us, what He is doing for us. And as we are sharing His goodness with our friends, as we are sharing His goodness with our neighbors and everyone else, we are evangelizing. So the moment you accept Christ, the moment you accept Christ, you turn back from your ways and start living and leading a new life. And the minute you accept Christ, you start evangelizing. But it is very important that you are speaking what you live. You are speaking what you do. Don't say, don't kill, and you are killing. Don't say, don't do this and that, and yet you are openly, or not even openly, you are privately living contrary to what you preach.
Yeah, very important. So effectively, Muruti, I don't have to be a perfect Christian to evangelize. I can still evangelize while I get, you know, God, while God is rather is still working on me. So effectively, you don't have to wait for perfection. Start working. Is that the message?
Definitely, definitely. You don't have to wait for a day you are going to be perfect before you can start evangelizing. You know, funny thing is, I wonder if there's anyone out there who can look into their lives, whether you're an elder, whether you're a pastor, whether you're a deacon, whether you're a deaconess. I wonder if there's someone out there who can actually look into their lives and believe that I am perfect.
Mm.
We are spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are working on a daily basis. And as we are working, we are also praying and pleading with God to work on us so that we become the ideal Christian. So yes, you don't have to be the ideal Christian. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be pure for you to start evangelizing.
That's good. That's great. I like that, because then we're not holding hands on those who actually want to go out. Yes, there are some areas of improvement, and I think we'll get our perfection when we get to heaven, I do believe. So while we're waiting for that
time.
We may want to evangelize. The risk, though, with Pastor, with that you know, approach is that perhaps those who we speak to can say, not you. Ah, Zaman, you. I know, man. Please, I know.
You know, you know, yeah, that's the biggest risk. You know, when Jesus was here, when he was with his disciples, he said to them, go out there and preach in Jerusalem, in Judea, and in the uttermost parts of the world.
Mm-mm.
He starts with Jerusalem. Jerusalem is where the disciples were.
Yeah.
He says, when you are going out to preach, start in Jerusalem, go to the Judea, and then you go to the uttermost parts of the world. But these days, we would rather actually start from the uttermost parts of the world, because they don't know us.
They don't know us.
We are scared of that. They don't know us. So we want to preach to those who don't know us, because we fear that statement of, not you. You know? Also, when we are preaching, we shouldn't claim to be pure. We shouldn't claim to be perfect. Because if we do claim to be pure, if we do claim to be perfect, then those we are preaching to and those we are talking to will expect perfection from us. You know, one of the challenges that we have as Seventh-day Adventists is that we believe that we are the true church, right? We believe that we are the pure church. We believe that we are the right church. We believe that this is the remnant church that God has identified. Now, the challenge is that everyone now around us, because we are saying we are the true church, they're expecting us to be the true Christians. They're expecting us to be the pure Christians. They're expecting us to be different from everyone else. And we are not. Now it becomes, it gives us a bit of a contradiction, a bit of a challenge, because the world is looking at us. You are saying you're the true church. Yes, let's look at you and see truth in you.
We don't have it.
So because we feel like we don't have it, we are now scared to go out. We are not even embarrassed to tell people that we are Seventh-day Adventists. So that is the challenge we are. That is the challenge we are having. But look, what is your relationship like with God? He's your father. You are his daughter. He's your father. You are his son. He's your father. You are not pure. He's still working on you. Spread the gospel even then. What are they saying? They're saying not you. Spread the gospel even still. Because it's not about you. It's not within your strength. It is by the grace of God.
Yeah, it is indeed by the grace of God. Now, can my lifestyle, Pastor, be enough, you know, of a sermon such that I won't even need to preach, teach, or serve, you know, explicitly in the service of God? So I don't have to go out and do everything. My life alone is just a sermon. Can I actually have that as a way of preaching?
Jesus Christ came here on earth. He never sinned, not even once. He was pure. Yet he preached. Yet he went to the synagogue. Yet he went out to do good to those in need. Yet he went out evangelizing. What am I saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what your life is like. It doesn't matter how my life is. We still need to evangelize. We still need to speak. We still need to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We still need it. Even if our life was pure, the reason I'm using Jesus Christ here is to show that even when your life is as perfect as it can ever be, you still need to speak. You still need to preach this gospel. You still need to take it to someone. Yes, your life can be a sermon. Yes, a life will be a sermon. But it will not be a good enough sermon. It is a sermon. We appreciate it. But if it is as pure as it should be, then it should be leading people to asking you questions about your life. That will help you to actually spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. So now your lifestyle is not good enough.
Not good enough indeed, but like the life of Christ was definitely good enough. And though it was good enough, he also went about preaching, eh? Now, can God use me while I'm struggling with a particular habit in my own life? Should I be open about my struggle? Will that encourage others that are in the same boat? Or would that turn people off the message? If I'm struggling with a particular sin, I can say, guys, let's try, man. You know, I'm also... I sometimes see myself picking up a cigarette and smoking, but hey, let's come. Jesus saves, you know. Should I be open so that those who are on the other side can be encouraged and say, but if this guy can also pick up a drink, we can also go in there. We'll also struggle as we get there. Or is that not advisable at all?
Among the disciples of Jesus Christ was Peter. Mm. Among the disciples of Jesus Christ was Judas Iscariot. Mm. Among the disciples of Jesus Christ was John, James. They fought for a position. Mm. They wanted to, Jesus, when you go to heaven, I want to be on the right side. And they were open about it. They were not hiding it from anyone. They actually publicly fought for that position until Jesus says, you know what? As a leader, you're supposed to be the servant. So by being open, it gave Jesus an opportunity to actually correct that character and correct that behavior. And draw them closer to himself. Mm. Peter, when Jesus was attacked, he cut someone's ear. He was trying to fight for Jesus. Jesus says, no. This is not the right time. So he didn't hide his sword. He brought it up. The fact that he brought out his sword does not suggest that he was not a disciple of Jesus Christ. Doesn't suggest he was an apostle. He wasn't an apostle of Jesus Christ. Judas Iscariot, he was loved money. Even as he was walking with Jesus, he still loved money. When people were, he was all over, always about money, but Jesus kept him close. What am I saying? What I'm saying is, amongst us as Christians, we have different strengths and we have different challenges. The people we are preaching to also have different strengths and different challenges. They are going to be motivated and some are going to be motivated and encouraged by your strength because you are doing this and that. Some are going to also be motivated by your struggles. The fact that you are struggling and yet you are still holding on to Jesus Christ and you are speaking about this Jesus Christ will motivate someone out there to say, so Christianity is not for the perfect. Christianity is not for the strong. Mm. Christianity is also even for some of us who are weak. So, yes, if you have strength, show them out. If you have weaknesses, don't hide them, but work on them at the same time so that one day you will also speak about your weaknesses, which have now become your strength. Then people will appreciate the fact that you are from somewhere and you've gone somewhere.
Yeah.
So let's not hide our strengths. Let's not hide our weaknesses.
Because these may actually encourage someone out there and also...
They'll encourage someone out there.
Yeah, and also strive to... Because all of us are ultimately striving to be like Christ himself. So we are in a journey and we are in a journey to get to be like Christ. And yes, we may not have yet attained a particular level, yet we are getting there. And so we're not... Because I agree with you then, Mfundisi, because you know what I'm thinking is that if you hide it, then it's got a connotation of a deliberate move to actually do wrong. And somebody's going to catch you to say, this one's Rabatswara fella, he's got loads. And then they come here and... hey, you understand? But if...
Baba, they start saying you pretend that he pretends to be a Christian.
Hey, you know? But if you say...
He hides his dark side... through Christian, they will say anything about you.
Exactly. So
but if it's already out there, so
there's nothing to talk about.
Who will complain about you because they already know about you?
Yeah, that's good. Well, Muruti Raulewuha, for coming through once again today. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. We thank you. Blessings to you. And we're going to be speaking to you again at 3:30 tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.